This is the Shaughnessy for Wednesday, April 4th, entitled, Yeah, But Who's Flying the Plane? For the Shaughnessy, I'm Patrick McLean. So I've been teaching a class on writing. It's called Good Words, Write Order, and it's designed to help professionals with their writing. It's not really about grammar, it's what one might call intermediate writing. And it's certainly not fiction, just that good, clean, clear, expository writing that they don't seem to teach anymore, and everyone feels the lack of when they open their email. The pilot class was pretty successful, actually transformative for a few people if I can use the language of coaching professionals, and it was a lot of fun for me. There are two parts to what I taught. It's one part how the language works, and one part how you work when you write. What it's actually like to crank out words efficiently under a deadline. This involves some insight into the process of ideation, a rough writing process, and some thoughts on the proper work ethic for creative work. I've podcasted a little bit about these things in Lather, Rinse, Repeat. I suspected that there would be some value in this for other people, but it was surprising to me how much of a difference it made. I mean, it's really not exotic to me. It's how I earn a living. In retrospect, I guess I shouldn't have been shocked. That's all the stuff that makes me fast and removes my anxiety about writing. When I'm stuck, at least with advertising or expository writing, I can reassure myself because I know what to do. I know when to gather more information. I know when the most productive thing to do is to put it down for a while. The other part of the class is giving people a sense of the language, teaching them a different way to think about words, to interrogate sentences and paragraphs. That's where the name comes from. Good words, which are words of clear, unambiguous meaning, and right order, which is a simpler way to explain all that stuff about misplaced modifiers and passive voice. And one of the things we did a lot of is to take a sentence and ask, okay, what is this lump of words trying to tell us? What does this particular phrase mean? What does that word mean? And is that word any good? Is it redundant? Can we get along without it? This is an excellent and perhaps the only way to improve your writing. By asking these questions over and over again, you develop your sense of the language and your writing becomes powerful and efficient. And I'm going to play you an example of this kind of thought. And I must tell you, I believe in my heart of hearts that this guy is right. I also believe he's deeply crazy.
Hi, this is Phil Bronstein, the editor, and you're listening to a San Francisco Chronicle podcast.
One new message.
Mr. Howe, I'm looking at the Monday issue, August 29th, page E6, the article on civilian spy planes. The cut line under the photograph is redundant. It says unmanned aerial vehicle. Not redundant, but it's prolix. It says unmanned aerial vehicle. The word drone is what you should have had in there. And then the subhead is a tautology. It says, begins testing, Forest Service begins testing, pilotless drone. Mr. Howe, is there any other kind of drone? You tell me right now, is there any other kind of drone other than a pilotless drone? Isn't that what a drone is, an unmanned aircraft? Don't you check these things? Don't you supervise the sub-editors who write these headlines? Don't you do your job? Aren't you there to ensure that the English language is not pissed on by your sub-editors? There's no such thing as a non-pilotless drone. They're all pilotless drones. That's the definition of drone. Pilotless airplane. Pilotless airplane. Pilotless airplane. Drone. Not pilotless drone. Pilotless drone. 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 Get it? Drone. Pilotless airplane. Drone. 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 Not pilotless drone. Pilotless drones, but drone, drone, drone. Get it? Is it sinking into your thick skull, you high school dropout? Eh? Get it?
To delete, press star D.
For more podcasts, go to sfgate.com/podcasts.
That was an actual voicemail message from the San Francisco Chronicle's correction line. And once again, the guy is right. He's absolutely right. Pilotless drone is stupid. But it's no reason to shoulder your shield. You know, that one with the rampant schwa emblazoned on a field of crimson, and go off to war. No, no, no. The guy who made that call is off the deep end. And there's probably no bringing him back to the warm mass of convivial, easygoing humanity that I like to pal around with. So I guess the best thing we can do is laugh at him. Or ask him, yeah, I understand all that, but who's flying the plane again?
Definition of drone. Pilotless airplane. Pilotless airplane. Pilotless airplane. Drone. Not pilotless drone. Pilotless drone. Drone.
Ah,
drone. Get it? Drone. Pilotless airplane. Drone. 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 Not pilotless drone. Pilotless drones, but drone. Drone.